how to glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Hey, we're live, folks. Live.
Oh, I thought you were going to do Betty.
Listen up, bitches. We've got a hot show for you. But I gotta tell you, I am itching to go visit my new boyfriend, Newbrin, Huey, the 1TH, so let's get started.
The 1TH.
Wow, 1PH. How about that?
I think she meant to say the 15th.
The 15th?
But for some reason, the 5 just missed it by that much.
I think Betty's a little... I think Betty sometimes can be a little dyslexic, because that's just how Betty is. Because, you know, I'll be having a conversation with Betty sometimes, and then, you know, all of a sudden, she'll, like, just go crazy dyslexic on me for no reason whatsoever.
She just has a digital conniption. I think it's all those reports that she's been spewing out.
It could be.
To kind of cut her off for a minute.
It could be. That is very possible.
You know, she just dumped all of them in there.
She's such a whore.
Aye.
She is really a whore. So, anywho, that's Betty for you. Go, Betty, go.
That's Betty for you, man.
That's Betty for you. All right. So, anyway, hi, everyone. This is Anthony from Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicago.
Hi. I am your lovable Shyampa radio host, Betty. And you know what? My butthole says let's get started with tonight's broadcast of episode 56, Zika Depression number 9, for Monday, August 29th, 2016. And now, for the weather. Hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa, for those Tampanites?
Ah, thank you, Betty. Thank you. Thank you so much. I have to readjust my microphone here. I was kind of slouching. Slouching is bad. All right, here's your current...
I'm slouching.
Well, we're all slouching. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Oops. Tropical Depression number 9 is forming over the Gulf and is expected to make landfall in the next few days. So batten down the hatches. Hurricane Hermy may be on its way. It is currently 9,000 Kelvin with a 1.6 billion percent humidity. Actually, it's mostly cloudy with a high of 82 degrees right now. The humidity is at 85%, 2.77. Visibility is 10 miles, and the heat index is 90 degrees. Tonight it'll be cloudy with a low around 76 and a 60% chance of storms. Tuesday, high near 90 and an 80% chance of summer storms. That tropical depression's on its way. Tuesday night, low around 77 with a southeast breeze around 7 miles an hour. Expect an 80% chance of storms overnight. And then on Wednesday, cloudy with a high near 87 and a 60% chance of storms. Stay tuned for hurricane updates in our most unique way. And that's your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay.
Well, thank you, Anthony. And now for your current Shyampa Chicago weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. At the time of our live broadcast, we were at 80 degrees Fahrenheit, Humidity is 74%. Wind speed is calm. Barometer is 30.18 inches. And the dew point is 71. And visibility for you pilots is a refreshing 10 miles. And the heat index, which isn't anywhere near that 9,000K temp over there in Tampa, is just 83F here in the city of Chicago. Tonight, we can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m., and then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 72. Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 7 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 82. Wednesday, it changes, folks. It gets cooler. A 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 74. Breezy with a north-northeast wind 10 to 20 miles
per hour. It's a hurricane!
It's a Chicago cane with gusts as high as 25. And that's your latest in Chicago's weather. Hey, are you a DJ, musician, band, or podcaster looking for more exposure? Let us play you. Send an email to playus at shyampa.info or give the studios a call at 813-327-8566. That's 813-327-8566. Betty. Yes, Betty, she will take your message, so leave us some juicy details about who you are, and we will be in touch. We certainly will be in touch if you guys ever give us a call. Now, hey, that is not to say, though, we got some really major nice, and we'll get to this in my special report, but hey, we got some good talking points, man. What's up with this daily Florida Zika virus tracker?
I know, right? Tell me about it. I was going to say something about the hurricane first.
I've been hearing, just to kind of coincide with the story, I heard the, is it the FDA or it's one of the major health acronyms.
CDC?
It said to screen all of the blood in the United States for Zika.
Yeah, I think that's the CDC. So,
okay.
Let me kind of bring you to it. So, currently, in our Florida Zika outbreak, we have quite a few. I think we're at 38. We have 38 locally spread cases in Miami-Dade County and 160 wow. travel related, right? So
yeah, that's not good.
No, it's not. Hillsborough has 16. Palm Beach has 30. And then Pinellas actually has one spread case and 16 travel infected, which is funny because when Pinellas got the one locally infected person, some hooplehead up on Nextdoor got up there and started posting crazy shit that Zika was coming to get us and to protect your children. I'm like, does she think the kids' heads shrink after they're born? I mean, don't let your children get bit by mosquitoes. Why? Their head's not going to shrink in the process of it. I mean, if you're pregnant, yes, there's a problem. Your kids that are already out of the vagina, birth canal, uterus, womb thingamabobber, when it's done, when the bread is done, Zika isn't a problem anymore.
You know,
it's just when you're baking the bread.
Way, it does,
we're getting ready
to bake
the bread.
It does become some sort of sexually transmitted disease, though, because what if you take a vacation down in Florida, say you're a single guy, you get bit by this mosquito. Now, this virus does, I think, stay in your bloodstream for a minute, and then you go back to your college or whatever, and you fuck a chick, and you get her pregnant, and now she's got it.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. If
but
she
it
if
stops
she...
there, though, that's the thing. Unless this dude goes around and has having multiple encounters with
numerous women. Yeah, which eventually he'll be too sick to really. I mean, not like it's going to be a deadly thing, but he's going to have flu-like symptoms for a couple of weeks. So I don't think he's going to be going around fucking the whole college dorm. But it is the possibility that he could go back to Ohio and bring it to his girlfriend. And if she gets pregnant, then we have the risk of the small-headed baby syndrome, the what I am now calling the SHBS. The SHBS alert has been activated. The small baby-headed syndrome. All right, so. But other than that, if they just get sick and she doesn't get pregnant, like within, I think it's like a 6 or 8 month period, then everything's going to be fine. So it's not like it's a continuous thing, and it's not like, you know, But it's funny because I'm starting to, like, the thing I got on Nextdoor for the neighborhood was the person about, you know, make sure your children stay inside. They're not having babies. They better not be having babies. So, you know.
And I'm not having babies. Because, you know, I was a little concerned. I'm like, well, I'm going to go down to Florida and get Zika.
Are you trying to get somebody pregnant, Joe?
No.
Okay, then and, I wouldn't worry about
here's
it
the thing,
too
much. Except for the fact that we'll be at this glorious Tampa Medical Marijuana Hemp Fest being put on by the fine folks at Generation Entertainment. Yeah, I mean, that's probably the only time I'll be outside.
Yeah, probably. So, yeah, but no, Hemp Fest should be pretty awesome. It'll be in October. We'll probably hang out on the lanai a little bit and watch them cook in the Chinese restaurant downstairs. You know, we'll hang out
because that is pretty sealed and tight.
Not really. Just to get eaten up by mosquitoes. But the thing is, October isn't bad mosquito season here.
No,
it cools off.
Usually, it's like spring
right now.
And sort of that.
It's right now.
Yeah,
right now and in springtime. Actually, all summer, from spring through summer, it's all mosquito season. But after September, it dies off a lot.
Well, and fall comes around in September, what, 21st, 22nd?
Something like that, yeah. And again, you're not trying to get anybody pregnant, so I don't think you
exactly.
You have to really
so
worry
I
about,
really don't have any. Yeah, no. I don't have any concerns.
I wouldn't worry too much about that. No, but there is Zika in Florida, and there are 32 cases of locally transmitted Zika in Miami-Dade County. We're gonna have small baby headed syndrome happening down in Miami-Dade County.
I just realized something.
What, that you're not pregnant?
Well, no, I realized how the hum came about.
How did the hum come about?
Well, my kitty cat was kind of
playing with the really long cord.
And she apparently must have brushed up against the cord.
Long cords are convenient, but short cords are good for when practically being used. And practical use is short cord. The shortest possible cord is always the best cord to use.
We'll devise some other methods take care of it, but it's
well,
just,
we will
just
have
a funny
to,
mention.
We will have to twisty tie and bunch, cinch and bunch.
Now, speaking of people being in bunches, the University of Chicago had something interesting to say this past couple of days, and I've been following this one.
Yes, you will no longer be issued your protective bubble wrap suit when you enroll in college anymore. You will have to deal with real life situations.
Or your special frozen bubble to keep your precious snowflake safe and sound.
You will not get a trophy. You will not get a trophy for just showing up.
Now, here's the thing. I think either way, that letter was in its own right a freaking trigger. It's like, hey, watch out. Life is coming up next.
Yeah, right. You're going to college in a major city. You know what? Yeah. University of Chicago has always been, I mean, they haven't been, they're not like a progressive college, but they haven't been considered a very conservative college either. They've kind of always fallen in the middle, to at least from my understanding, with their studies.
But they do adhere to their particular set of rules very, very, very strictly. And you know, here's the thing. It's like, this is not a conservative or a liberal, or it is a special. Here's the thing. You have to be able to understand all kinds of viewpoint, and some may challenge the way you were brought up, and that's not the university's problem.
No, exactly.
They're there to teach. And you know what? You have a choice of not doing a class. You have a choice of figuring out what class is going to trigger you.
Your mind may be blown.
You know, these triggers, though, it's ridiculous. It's like, although, you know what? I would have loved to take a class that actually challenged my viewpoints.
Oh, really?
Nothing really challenged my view. The only class that really challenged my viewpoints is math. And my viewpoint is math sucks.
Well, that's not really a viewpoint. But no, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Yeah, see, I took a few classes. I think I took a few social sciences classes my first couple semesters at Columbia. And yeah, it was kind of interesting how that kind of all worked together. And it does. I mean, honestly, college, for me, the time in college I had didn't necessarily change my viewpoint of the world. It did allow me, it didn't even necessarily allow me to look at the world in a different way, because I've always kind of done that. What I think has been more in terms of challenging my viewpoint, what college has taught me, was the whole, you know, kind of not like the deductive reasoning and questioning things in general. And then life experience has put that into place.
And perhaps being able to formulate viewpoints and being able to stick to them and explain them and verify them and all that goodness.
Stuff like that. Yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah. There. So either which way, I mean, I'm really happy that University of Chicago came out with something like this and pretty much said, you know, you're not going to be in a plastic bubble anymore. The minivan doors have been opened, the seats have been removed, and you have been kicked out. You are no longer in the minivan, you're no longer in suburbia, you're no longer in a plastic bubble. And your feelings may get hurt. People may say things you don't like, and you know what? You're going to have to deal with it. Like real life.
Find a way to challenge it. And if your method or your challenge is, you know, something viable, then it's open for discussion. That's exactly the whole point, I guess, of going to college.
Exactly.
You follow a set of rules because this is what you got to do. But once you're able to kind of prove yourself, it's like, okay, this is something. But I want to know what's up with this used vehicular.
Ah, yes. Hold on. I was trying to find some appropriate background music for it here. Because I realized I had forgotten to do that.
Ooh, look, it's Pineapple Highway.
Pineapple Highway. Is that what they had in Pineapple Express?
There is a movie called Pineapple Express. I need to watch more movies. I have a movie deficit in my head.
Do you have a movie? Okay.
I do.
All right, we'll play this. Hopefully it will loop. It's supposed to loop. But I don't think it will. So we'll do it this way. Screw you. Anywho. All right. So there's a used 1989 Pontiac 6000 LE sedan.
Does this car have a computer?
Yeah, kinda. It like more like a calculator based computer. But it still does. It is, surprisingly, there's no price. I thought there was a price on this thing. Anyway, it is at Bobby's Used Cars in Greenville, Alabama. You can apply for credit.
On Pineapple Highway.
Is it on Pineapple Highway? Is it really? Oh, yes, it is. It is actually on Pineapple Highway. You can get the Pineapple Express on the Pineapple Highway. It says it only has 44,000 miles, but I have a feeling that's probably incorrect. Anywho, so yeah, so I just had to kind of throw that out there for shits and giggles.
Well, I'm looking at these photos, and it's quite interesting. It's like looking at a little bit of my past too, because I had a Buick.
You had a Buick, and I had a Buick as well. Sort of. Yes. Buicks.
No, I had a 1973 Buick LeSabre.
Oh yeah, I was more on that. I was a late 80s Buick.
Well, this was a two-door coupe sedan.
Oh my.
It was a boat. Even for two doors, it was a boat.
Oh yeah.
And
sure.
It had the same kind of console and the whole kit and the caboodle. And that, yeah. I'm looking at these pictures and it's like, wow. You don't see cars like this.
No, not really. You don't. Not much anymore.
Everything is centralized and
in a way, it's cleaner now and it's a little more intuitive. I don't know. The concept of the digital cars in the late 80s was great. And I had an 89 Buick Skylark, which had a lot of buttons and shit all across the place. But I think what we've seen in cars now is more of a streamlined, not, we're not sitting at a shuttlecraft from the spaceship Voyager and we need like 50 million buttons around us. We can accomplish the same thing with a handful of buttons here and there. And
right.
I think that's what we're seeing more of.
And all of your information displays are generally now in one screen, where these had screens all over the place.
These all had light bulbs. Each one had a light bulb.
Or LEDs or those other weird.
Well, back then, no. Back then, they were still all light bulbs, and neon lights. Some of them had neon
lights. Or were they vacuum diodes?
No. Every dashboard I took part of an 80s car was light bulbs. So, but neon, they had some of the neon ones, but it was mostly light bulbs. But you know what we also have?
What?
And now, what do we have? For the news.
We got the news.
Oh, it's time for this.
It is time for the news.
Well, you know, Anthony, I had a chance again Saturday morning on my regular weekend morning routine to catch our friends at the World Labor Hour. And I got to tell you the way that was Dave, right?
Yes, I believe so. Yes.
The way he was mentioning us, that lovable stoner Anthony and that lovable stoner Joe, it makes me crack up every time, and I love it.
It's funny,
I think,
right?
What he kind of had to say, you know, you kind of get tickled when somebody else mentions you, and it's great. I really do enjoy the World Labor Hour. They encourage a wide range of logical and reasonable viewpoints, and they don't mince words or pretend to be on any one side.
Nope.
You know, except say the side, which is we are all worthy of our time and efforts, and the masters we work for need to recognize that.
Yep.
With that said, I want to say thanks to the World Labor Hour and encourage you to listen to them every Saturday here on Chiampa Radio at 6 a.m. Eastern. And then we recast their live stream at 12 noon Eastern. And then on Sundays, I know it's on at 6 a.m. Eastern again, but is it again on at 12 noon?
Yes.
But it's just a repeat.
From the previous Saturday.
Right,
so if you missed the live show, you can catch it the following morning at 6 or the following morning at noon on the following day on Sunday.
No, it's pretty good.
Yeah, so you can catch it two more times after the live recast.
That's really nice. So be sure to go check out their show archives, too, over at weft.org. You know, it's really cool. You know, we're getting mentioned by a terrestrial radio station, and you know, they're reciprocating with us. We love it. And thank you, guys, from me and Anthony.
Yay. And before we continue, we have... Hold on.
What do we have?
Have multiple things going at the same time.
Yes, we do.
We interrupt this program to bring breaking news from the WED newsroom.
Uh-oh.
World Labor Hour will actually start running in 2-hour cycles in the near future. The show format has expanded to a 2-hour show format probably a while ago, and we kind of missed it. And now we're going to be readjusting our schedule soon. We will probably be dropping the final straw, possibly. I'm thinking Joe will probably be picking it up in his weekend segment.
There we go.
If you still want to, that's fine. If not, we will try to find some way to squeeze them in somewhere. But yes, World Labor Hour will be going into a two,
I feel like this is deja
segment.
Vu.
Deja vu. It is deja vu.
It feels like deja vu.
Deja vu.
We now return you to the regularly scheduled program already in progress.
Deja vu.
Deja vu.
Deja vu.
Deja vu.
Deja vu. So there we go. So that was the thing with World Labor Hour. World Labor Hour is actually 2 hours long.
So, weekend with Joe. Well, I did refresh the Grox Science Show. I have to admit, in addition to the really great subjects they cover, I have a slight crush on the hosts' voices, and that was our LBGTQXYZ comment.
Sweet. I got another one planned coming up.
So I had some more jazz programming too, and I threw in the entire Isaac Asimov Foundation audio series. Now, if you've listened to any of the Isaac Asimov Foundation audio series, okay, it's got crazy sound effects, but just bear with it. When you listen to the program from start to finish, or even if you catch like bits and pieces of it, you hear in the concept of the way Isaac Asimov wrote all of the things that have happened. I got it, 5 minutes.
All you didn't have to say that.
That we are dealing with right now in our current political climate and what we're dealing with in technology. That's all I'm going to leave it at. So, you know, from time to time, I also throw in with those Wizards of Money, and I got those Smitties in there because, you know, it's fascinating listening how the world works.
I love Wizards of Money.
So, you know, as with anything we're using as a background, you're not always paying attention. But that's okay. That's why it comes on twice. Your focus has to be somewhere. And now on for the news.
The news!
People are so crazy and stupid. But hey, we can at least take solace that it's not just us here in the States that are crazy. So on with the story. We're supposed to say this to the end of this lady's...
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What happened?
I forgot to put that into my little thingy, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know what? Betty said, you know what? I'm getting paid for this. I might as well say it. Okay, Betty. Take it away.
This boosted the amusement of the ladies sky high.
Did it now, Betty. Wow. Well, here's the story by Andy Eckert from, I believe it is, NBC News. Strippers dressed as cops are a tale as old as time, which could explain why revelers at one German birthday party got a bit confused when two officers showed up over a noise complaint. And yes, this boosted the amusement of the ladies sky high. Police were called to a party tent in the southwestern town of Antwerp on Sunday after a 50th birthday celebration got bit out. That's when the women went wild! When the two male officers arrived, they were cheered by the crowd because the partygoers thought strippers had arrived. The police department said they'd several attempts to explain to the approximately 10-50 women that the officers were genuine law enforcement were completely unsuccessful. Revelers posed for pictures with the officers and female partygoers got for hugs with the men in uniform. But the two professionals needed something for the police report, routine procedure, and asked for the birthday girl's phone number. This boosted the amusement of the sky high, police said in a statement. It added that the women eventually turned down the music once they spotted the police vehicle outside the tent and realized the officer.
We were having dropout issues with you, unfortunately. I don't know. How's the background music? Is it a little hot? Does it need to go down?
I don't even hear it too much.
Wow. Okay. Do you hear it now?
I do.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
And I'm not on VPN, am I?
I don't know.
Nope.
All right.
I am not on VPN.
All right. That's fine. We'll try moving on.
We got time for this last story?
Sure, why not?
Okay. So, you know, Anthony, why don't we have this in our respective home states? We need to take a trip up north and west one of these days. It seems like these folks know how to get the job done. And this is from our local friends here at the Chicago Tribune. Living marijuana plants went on display Friday at the Oregon State Fair, with organizers saying it's the first state fair in the nation to allow cannabis for viewing.
Wow.
Now, the state voted to legalize recreational marijuana in late 2014. Here are a few of the things to know about legal pot in Oregon and display at the fair. If you had decided to go, and there's a picture of a nice couple just kind of pointing at the plants, saying, "Oh my God, look at that!" He's like, "Look at that, honey."
Yeah, right.
The Oregon State Fair allowed a display about marijuana, but without any living plants. These are not living plants. Last year at the fair, and it generated no complaints. So this year, the organization took the next step and agreed to let marijuana growers display live plants on fairgrounds. The Oregon Cannabis Business Council, which is sponsoring the display, say it's the first time living pot plants have been open for public viewing at any state nationwide fair. So will the fairgoers get high? No. While the tent is holding the display smells strongly of weed, fair authorities are only allowing immature plants, that is, pot plants without flowers. Marijuana leaves are much less potent than the flowers or buds, and it's not yet legal to transport flowering plants within the state anyways.
Ooh.
So the director of the group says his group hopes to get permission to display flowering plants next year, but the details are not finalized yet. And, you know... I would have loved to be there. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
That and there sounds you have like Anthony back to you.
That sounds like that would have been
fun. It would have been.
All right. Well, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air internationally streaming experience, air spelled with an E? Visit Chiampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes, and as soon as I find this cart.
We're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris. Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Chiampa Radio. Flashback.
Hunty, John,
you clown. Come here, you.
You're early.
Yeah, well,
this
I was
yours.
Yeah, it is.
6,000 SPE? You're kidding.
What do you mean?
My dad? A Pontiac 6,000?
That's high-tech stuff.
The fuel-injected V6, right?
Yeah.
Four-wheel disc brakes?
Yeah, it's got everything.
Listen, come here.
I know you've been hitting the books pretty hard. So, let's go for a ride.
All right.
We will excite a rental Pontiac.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. Before we kick off into segment B, I first want to tell you that today is National Chop Suey Day. Anyway, go grab your chopsticks. Eat your chop suey already and then get those bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. That was absolutely awesome. All right. So National Chop Suey Day. I had Thai. I had Thai for dinner. I think that counts a little bit.
I had pasta.
Okay. So
I had pasta. I had a form of chop suey, Italian chop suey.
Italian chop suey. Yeah. Okay. I guess that works. All right. So let's get started here with some crazy Florida news. Where's my button? Here's my button. There we go. All right. Hold on. Where's my other button?
Pork chop.
Pork chop. All right. It's often said that too much of a good thing can be bad. I never thought that pork would fall into that category until I got my first cholesterol test. But as Off the Beat with Will Greenling tells us, that's exactly what happened to our first Florida news story of the night.
Bing.
Exactly. All right. I think I had the background music a little too hot there for a moment. So, I'm just kind of probably washed out the past 2 minutes. All right. A 46-year-old man was arrested after his wife accused him of punching her during what he described as a pork flesh flap, according to a Fort Pierce police report. William told police on August 13th that he and his wife quarreled over food. He advised that she keeps buying pork chops and that he is sick of eating pork chops, the report states. He advised that he wants to eat chicken. William, described as intoxicated, had barbecue sauce stains on his shirt that he said were from his wife throwing a pork chop at him. William's wife, who had a fat lip, William's wife, who had a fat lip, told police that there was an argument and that William punched her in the mouth. William denied punching her. William's wife was extremely intoxicated and couldn't complete a witness statement. William was arrested on a battery charge. At the jail, investigators found marijuana in his shorts. Yeah, right. Tell me about it. And then the pork chop thing. Really, seriously. Just kind of do the whole, let's beat each other with a pork chop. People are crazy.
That's just awesome.
I know, right? All right, so let's move on here to yes. haven't had one of these in a while.
Thank God though that they're starting to crop back up.
They are, and this one actually qualifies. Hold on, this one qualifies for the Florida nakedness. But it doesn't have the music because the Run Amok music by Kevin MacLeod at www.incompetech.com, it fits the whole nature of the beast a little bit better. And I'm gonna adjust this here a little bit. All right, there we go. Because I'm slouching. Thank you, Betty. Exactly. So we've got a live one for our next crazy Florida news story of the evening. It's about a retired man, a golf cart, a handgun, and Florida nakedness. This story comes from nowhere else but the Villages News. Have you noticed the Villages News has been a wonderful source of some of our crazy Florida lately?
Yeah. Yes.
It comes from the Villages News, our latest source for old people behaving badly. Patrick, a 67-year-old man, had been drinking all day on Friday at Bonifay Country Club with a man he has known for about 2 years. The two men decided to get into Patrick's golf cart and go to his home for a few more drinks. The man was on the lanai when Patrick came out with a handgun, threatening to kill him and accusing the man of spying on him. The man convinced Patrick to put the handgun away. So Patrick left Lanai and came back with something even more exciting. Patrick returned to the Lanai naked and carrying a marijuana pipe.
Because why not?
Exactly. No.
When you invite another man to your home, and
exactly,
this...
exactly, right.
Is this another? Is this an LGBT comment?
Yes. Hold on. Wait. Yes, I think I made a mention in that somewhere in the script too. This is another LGBT. Hold on. There we go. This is another LGBT tag moment. Okay, so see, we earn our tags. He asked the unidentified man to smoke some marijuana, which he had pretended to do in fear of his life. Afterwards, the unidentified man said he was going to walk back to the country club to retrieve his vehicle. Because, you know, He's scared shitless and has some 60-some-odd-year-old naked man trying to get him to smoke weed or shoot him. Pick one. As the man was walking, Patrick came up behind him in his golf cart and offered to drive him to the country club. However, when the man got into the golf cart, Patrick started driving at a high rate of speed back to his residence.
Oh my.
Now you know why I picked the music. When they returned to Patrick's garage, Patrick pulled a gun from his shorts and again threatened to kill the man. A struggle ensued, and the unidentified man took the gun and fired a shot to scare Patrick. When deputies arrived, the unidentified man was sitting on the floor of the garage with the gun, and Patrick was laying on his side. Patrick was arrested on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, false imprisonment, battery, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug equipment. Oops. There we go. Patrick was booked.
Would that be paraphernalias?
Paraphernalias, yes. Patrick was booked at the Splinter County Detention Center and released Saturday after posing $18,000 bond. I think Patrick was trying to get some chicka chicka boom boom. Ooh, LGBT moment. See, there we go. We earn our tags. Chicka chicka boom boom. He was trying to do something. All right, so tonight's theme apparently is getting laid, or trying to. People trying to get laid and not really having much of a luck at it, or having chicken, eating chicken, or getting laid. That's tonight's theme.
Chicken is a good common theme, though, man.
Chicken can be. Chicken definitely can be. I think my database link has broken.
Uh oh. Need to reaccess and reschedule that storage space.
Yes, I think the database, the connection to the database is broken. All right, so our final story of the night will precede a quick sip of water. Our final story of the night is, well, almost embarrassing if you think about it. The Daily Commercial tells us of a guy in Umatilla, Florida, who got beat up by his girlfriend because he didn't want to have sex with her. Usually Umatilla. It's the other way around. Yeah, right. According to an arrest affidavit, the victim said he was lying in bed with Lisa, his 27-year-old fiance, when she began to pressure him for sex. When he told her he had to go to work later in the morning and was not in the mood, she reportedly kicked him out of bed. He decided
yes,
to sleep
she
on
is.
The He decided to sleep on the floor, but after he continued to deny her requests for sex, he said he hit, she hit him in the head and the face with a lamp. Responding Lake wow. County deputies. Yeah, right. She beat the shit out of him because he would not fuck her. Go figure that shit. That is an aggressive woman right there. Yeah, that's a lot to tame, dude. You gotta walk away from that shit. Responding Lake County deputies said the man had a small laceration to the right side of his
unless
face.
Unless you're into that kind of thing.
Exactly. Lisa told deputies she was sleeping and didn't know what the man was talking about. Lisa was jailed on charges of simple battery.
Wow.
And that concludes your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database or tuned in Shyamba Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on air, spelled with an E, experience? Are you a DJ, musician, band, podcaster, or another attention kind of seeking whore looking for more exposure? Well, then visit www.shyamba.info to find out how. And now, hold on to your devices and grab your bongs, bitches. Because those two idiots are going to start blabbering on now, about this or that. Here comes the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Okay, this or that is up next, folks. I've got a crazy story for you. Air safety.
Air safety.
Yeah, this is, you know, it does kind of put a little bit of a, you know, puts a little bit of a scare when one of your engine kind of basically catches on fire and evaporates midair.
I don't think that's a comforting feeling for anybody.
I mean, remember playing Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Yes,
and
yes.
Getting in a little bit of a sweat when I had the disasters, for instance, turned on.
Yes,
and
yes.
You know, I started spiraling out of control, and I
spiraling out of control. Yeah,
you know, but you know, usually when I'm on Southwest, I get a feeling of. Oh, why is the words escaping me tonight? I get good feelings from flying with Southwest. I feel confident that there you go.
All right.
I feel confident that they know what they're doing and that,
all right.
You know, they're not going to cause me to crash.
That's,
but when you
that's
see this,
good.
It's like, holy shit. But it was a flight from New Orleans to Orlando.
Okay.
Turned terrifying on Saturday after an engine suffered a major engine malfunction and serious damage in midair, forcing the plane to divert and causing some passengers to fear that they were under attack.
Oh, boy.
Southwest Flight 3472 with 99 passengers and flight crew members on board landed safely in Pensacola around 9:40 a.m. after the engine failure, which occurred at cruising altitude, the airline said. They heard a loud boom and saw smoke trailing from the left engine and saw metal flapping after the smoke cleared. Oxygen masks had dropped. And passengers later saw a yes. Yes.
Panicking, yes.
I am Betty, the one and only God.
A lot of people were crying. And
I imagine. I would be too. I would be fucking the freak out. That shit happened to me in a goddamn airplane. I can guarantee you one thing. I pissed myself. I probably shit myself. And I am crying for my mommy. I bet you that all three things are happening if that shit goes down while I'm on a flight.
I have no idea how I'd react. I mean, as long as the plane wasn't acting erratic. You know, I mean, what would you try to do? You try to probably get the plane or get the engine to die out or
yeah.
to flame out.
Yeah.
You know.
Which, I mean.
So I don't know.
Granted.
I don't know if they get rid of the fuel.
Well, not usually. Because the fuel is in underneath the seating area. It's not in the wing.
Oh, I thought it was in the wings.
No, it's in the seating area. It's too much weight on the wings. It would cause too much drag. It's underneath. That's why that one plane that flew from New York to Paris, the one that blew up over the water, over the New York Harbor, that was a fuel tank because the fuel tanks are, they're actually next to the luggage compartment. Which is fine. Actually, it's probably better that way in so many different ways. And this is a good reason why. Because when you have an engine flaming out on the wing, I don't think you want all that jet fuel right over it. Which is a good, I mean, this is a good attest, you know, this is a good testament to the fact that they were able to keep the flight under control and land the plane with nobody getting killed or injured. It sounds like there wasn't even an injury from turbulence or anything.
So passengers, you know, they praised the captain and crew for keeping everyone calm. Looking at the plane afterwards and seeing that there was a large gash in the back of the plane but had punctured the interior cabin, we'd be dead.
Wow.
So that's, you know, she said they had an amazing crew. And I think that's what I feel from Southwest. They're really competent.
Yeah, exactly.
So I saw this. I'm like, well, you know what? If it happens, I feel confident that the crew will get me down and we won't have any issues.
You know, and the way I look at flying is, you know, you can have a flight crew that either has been trained just to fly or like an experienced flight crew that can like react to situations. And I guess Southwest hires a lot of veteran pilots. If I'm correct, I believe. If I'm understanding, you're not saying anything, so I'm assuming you have no clue.
I'm not sure, but we could look that up in a Google search.
Oh, we haven't done a Google search in a while.
We have not. So, we're looking at the search terms of Southwest and pilots, and just trying to see if there's some sort of a a correlation to what Anthony has just said. And there seems to be lots of talk about the contracts and labor tensions, and you get stuff from like wildly varying dates.
Search Southwest veteran pilots.
Southwest veteran pilots.
Yeah, throw veteran in there.
So let's see what you pull up. Adopt a pilot.
All right.
An airline industry dogged by shortage of veteran pilots. That's not it. Southwest airline captain honors World War II veteran in flight deck. 10 terrible airline pilots we hope to never fly with. Yeah, no, this is not a good search either.
Wow.
Honoring our veterans. Yeah, no.
All right, here, let's do this. Google search. What airline hires the most veteran pilots?
What airline, not spelled with an E, except at the end?
Yes, correct.
Best veteran employers. Now, I'm getting this from military.com. Okay, pop up, go away. Now, they're listing everything in alphabetical order.
Yeah.
Verizon. Waste management, go figure.
The, you know, data just isn't really out there.
Nope.
Okay, I thought I heard that. It's unconfirmed, so we will just have to...
Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Swamedia.com.
Okay.
This is from November 5th, 2015, so it's within
Fairly recent.
Yeah. It was announced today, and this is November 5th, 2015, that Southwest has been recognized as one of the top 100 military-friendly employers by Victory Media, publisher of GI Jobs and Military Spouse. This is Southwest's seventh consecutive year on the list. We are proud to be recognized as a top military-friendly employer for the seventh year in a row, said Vice President People at Southwest Airlines. We're committed to hiring and training or retaining talent. We currently make up 13% of our Southwest staff. So 13%. There we go. I think that's the first time we've been ever able to provide an exact figure.
And you know what? I didn't get most of that because you had dropped out on us. What was the percent
that
of
really
pilots?
Sucks.
I know. What was
13.
13% of their pilots are veterans?
13% of the Southwest family are veterans.
Well, that's good. That's good. So, and they're one of the highest in the airline industry, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, good. Good for them.
So, yeah, you know, but anyways, getting back to the matters at hand with our plethora, where are we on time?
We have 2 minutes and 30 seconds until we run into our show.
Okay.
So we're doing pretty good with time here. We can still kind of take it a little easy. What else did we have in here? We had the blowing up, and then we just had you being over politics. So we can talk about Southwest a little bit more, and you can just, or you can tell us how you're sick of politics. Tell us, Joe, how are you sick of politics?
You know, I hear things from Hillary. I hear things from Trump. There was a long dissertation today by Trump. They gave Trump a lot of airtime in one of the shows, and I'm just like, okay, so Trump basically stole everything that Bernie said, talking about how, you know, big banks are controlling elections and how Hillary donated this and that, and it's just like, oh my god, this
he's trying to get the Bernie voters. He's trying to get the Bernie voters.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
I don't know. You know, we definitely need a change, but neither one of those for me are it. And I'm over it. I'm sick of it. I want it to be done. Canada has an 11-week election cycle.
Jesus, that sounds lovely. This thing has been going on since last year. This has been going on since May?
And you know what?
May of 2015. So it's been over a year now. Jeez.
We'll have to talk about it later.
We will. It's just been ridiculous. It's been absolutely ridiculous. But that's what happens. And then the news just waits. It's like they wait for an election cycle. So like now, because there's one every 2 years. So for them, they can like totally milk this thing almost all the fucking time.
Yep.
Anywho. So, yeah, no, I get it. I get it. You're sick of it all. I totally get it that you're sick of it all. So, but we can move to that in about 25 seconds. We do hope you enjoyed our show this evening. We will be back next week, correct? We're not taking a break. It is Labor Day.
Nope.
Labor Day with an E.
And I will be working that day, but that's fine. I'll have my stuff prepared because I'm going to be prepared.
Okay. Being prepared is important. Always be prepared. It's a Boy Scout motto. So we will be around, though. So we'll be interesting. So and here we go. Okay. The ugly lights are turning up. Last call has been made. The doors are opening. The band has stopped playing, or they're just playing that one really ridiculous song that nobody wants to hear. Hey, right. Folks, thanks for tuning in tonight, or listening in on your favorite device if you're listening in to us on a recast, because we're live now, but we won't be live when you listen to us on a recast. So what exactly. You listen to was recorded live, but is no longer live.
It'll be live in your head.
Be live in your head. Anyway, don't forget to listen to Weekday Rush Hour every morning at 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central with Betty. We love Betty. Betty, hopefully we'll get to new cart soon. And then on your drive home, because your commute sucks anyway, on your drive home or train home or walk home, tune into Traffic with Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio.
Speaking of great minds, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations on Saturday and Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern, which may change due to programming for World Labor Hour. And then the Grok Science Show during my Weekend with Joe segment. Great programming we carry on Cheyampa Radio during the weekends, all from our friends at www.archive.org.
And all kinds of minds, Joe. With the final straw from WSF, I am in the right spot, right? Okay.
You're fine.
Final straw, which I think will be moving over to the Weekend with Joe out of North Asheville, North Carolina, Radio Thrift Shop from WGCS out of New London, New Hampshire, and finally Outfar Press with the Shortwave Report hosted by Dan Roberts. And finally, Kevin McLeod, I got to rewrite this, of Incompetech, where all our background music tracks do come from.
Wow, Anthony, so much great programming and talent stuff you won't find at mainstream media, folks. I can't leave the show without plugging our own website. Visit us at www.chiampa.info for our complete programming schedule.
But how much do I have left? Okay, we've got 30 seconds until I have to go into this other thing. Shit. Okay.
Do we have any banter? Do we have 30 seconds of banter?
Now it's 20 seconds.
You know what? I had a session today, my guy.
Did you?
It was a very good session, yeah.
Well, that's good.
We're going to come up with some ways to use Surge to my advantage, that app we talked about last week.
That is absolutely fantastic. And you know what? I got to trim my nose hairs because my nose hairs are really getting, every kind of crazy. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next week. That was moved. Check our blog at www.chiampa.info. And remember, folks, if you're going to throw a pork chop at your spouse, don't cover it with sauce first. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out.
Good night with an E.
E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.